Today's shiur is Masechta Chagiga Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan, Maaser Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya Shoy, Oymer Al Gabi Ma'alav, Harabayis. Yeshua was standing on top of the steps by the Harabayis. On the Harabayis, in front of the Ezras Noshim, there were 12 steps. And that's where Rabbi Yeshua by Chananya, as we begin our Gemara discussion with steps. And in fact, the Achronim point out that these steps remained there even after the Churban Habayis. It says the Gemara, he was standing on top of these steps. Baro Ben Zoyma, and Ben Zoyma saw him, Veloy Amud Lefanav, and he didn't get up. As the Yeshua was walking by, Ben Zoyma did not get up. Amaloi. So Ben Zoyma said to him, Amalai, Ma'ayin ul'ayin Ben Zoyma. So he asked him, where is your respect? What were you obviously thinking about that you were preoccupied that you didn't stand up in front of me? Amma Tzoyfa Hayisi, I was trying to contemplate Be'mayim al-yoynim l'mayim tach-tach-toynim. We know, as we go back to the beginning, a Parshas Bereishis, the Pasuk says, V'yoyim al-akim, Yehi Rukia Abisoy Chamayim, V'yemavdu B'mayim l'mayim. And the Pasuk continues to say, V'yasos al-akim as Rukia, V'yavdel B'mayim Hashem Tachs Rukia, B'mayim Hashem Al Rukia. There are two waters. There are waters below the Rukia, and there's water above the Rukia. And Ben Zoyma replied that he was focusing on those, he was focusing on those waters. And he said the difference where they connect between them is Ela Shal Shetzpas Blavad. There is a very small distance, three etzpas between them. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'ruach al-kim merachefes al-pnei amayim. The Pasuk says that the Ruach al-kim was on top of these water, k'yoynesh merachefes al-pnei, just like a dove, a bird, that's on top of its babies. Then in the gas at this distance, a very small distance of three etzpos. Omlan Rabbi Shula Talmidov. Rabbi Shula said to Talmidim, Adayim Ben Zoyma B'chutz. Ben Zoyma is actually incorrect. She Michti, because he says this pasuk that we just quoted of Ruach Elokim Merachefes al Pnei Hamayim says Rabbi Shula, when was this pasuk stated? B'yom Rishon, on the first day of the creation of the world. V'havdalah, but the separation between the Mayim Elyonim and the Mayim Techtonim took place B'yom Sheni, on the second day of creation, Hudavoy. Because as the pasuk says on Yom Sheni, V'yihem Avdo B'mayim L'mayim. So how could Ben Zoyma, he said, how could Ben Zoyma use a pasuk that speaks about the second day, about the what happened on the second day, use a pasuk that's discussing what happened on the first day. Says the Gemara Vakama. So ask the Gemara that if that pasuk is not indicative of what happened, what is the amount that is between these Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Techtoina? Says the Gemara Amar Vach by Yaakov, Kimloi Mina, Kimloi Nima, the amount of a hair. Rabban Amma, Kiguda de Galma, the boards that they used to make a bridge, the bridge that they used to walk over, the way those bridges were constructed is that they put planks right next to each other, and the small amount, barely anything, between the planks on the bridge is the distance between the Mayim Elyonim and Mayim Techtonim. Mazutra Vitema, when you have two garments, you have two talisim, one on top of the other, again, a very negligible amount. If you have two cups, either one in the other or one right next to each other. All of these are examples of a very small amount that of distance between the two of them. The Gemara goes in to discuss Acher, who is Elisha ben Avuya, who, as we're going to learn extensively in our shiur today, went off the Derech Hashem. And the Pasuk now begins to describe, Acher, the Gemara begins to describe the experiences with Acher. Says the Gemara, Acher kitzitz b'netiyos, Acher cut the trees, Acher went on the wrong path, v'olav agos v'omer, and regarding Acher, the Pasuk says, v'ol titein espicha lachtis b'sarecha, don't allow your mouth to cause you to sin. Has the Gemara, Mahi, what is this all about? Says the Gemara, Chazop, Acher, as we discussed in our previous year, was one of the individuals who was allowed to go up, went up to the paradise, went up to Shemayim. And when he went up to Shemayim, he saw the Malach Metatron. Metatron, many Midrashim bring, was Chanoich, that the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, Vishalach Chanoich HaSalakim, the Chanoich went in the path of Hashem, and because he went in the path of Hashem, he's considered as one of the Malachim. The Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says that Metatron is a Malach. It doesn't mean that he was anything to do with Chanoich. The definition of the word Metatron means that he's a leader, that Metatron was a leader, and in fact, that's why the Shas Tshuva's Torah Lishma, Sim Tuchavov, says you're allowed to say the word Metatron, because Metatron is only a way of explaining someone who's a leader. The Yisav Le Rishusoy, that he was given permission, Lemesif, Lemichtav Zechus Yisrael, to write good things about Klal Yisrael. Oma, so he said, Gemir Del Malo Lo Have Lo Yeshiva Lo Tachris, said, Ben Zoyim said Acher, I know that in Shemayim no one has a right to sit. No one, there's no competition. V'loi Oirif, everybody, there's no back of the head. V'loi Ipui, no one ever gets tired. Shema, and if I see that there's such an individual in Shemayim, Shema Chashashom Shtei Rishu Yisayim. Maybe this represents two different gods, and that's of course was the beginning of him going on the wrong derech. So the Mashal explains that indeed, how did Metatron have the right to sit in Yeshiva Shamala if we're saying that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such a right? So he says, since Metatron has this great name, that's why he's allowed to sit in the Yeshiva Shamala. Others explain, going back to something we said a moment ago, that Metatron is Chanoich. So Malachim have no right to sit in the Yeshiva Shamala. However, Metatron, who's not a regular Malach, he's Chanoich, who perfected himself, may sit in the Yeshiva Shamala. And of course, another pshat that I saw is that because, as we just said, Metatron was the one that was charged with writing S'chus on Klal Yisrael, because of that, that's why Metatron was allowed to sit. Of course, the Gemara says that this was the beginning of Elisha ben Avuya of Acher going off the derech. And the question that many Rishonim already discuss, why did this happen to him? One pshat is that the Gemara tells us that the Acher once saw somebody. His father saw somebody whose father sent him to do the mitzvah of Shluach HaKein, of taking the mother away from the nest of its babies. And as he was going up the ladder to do so, when he was doing two mitzvahs, with both mitzvahs, the Torah says that somebody fulfills those mitzvahs, he's zoiche, he has a richas yamim, and he fell. So Acher said, here the Torah tells us that a person who does such mitzvahs will have long life. And the person who did both of these mitzvahs died. And that's what Metatron felt he deserves to... That's what caused Elisha ben Avuya to have serious question. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that there's Surah Haruge Malchus, and one of the Surah Haruge Malchus was Chutzafes HaTargumen. And Chutzafes HaTargumen was an individual who was a person who said Divrei Torah. That's why it was called Mechot Sofas HaTargman. And his tongue was cut out, his tongue was ripped out, and was being schlepped around by a chazer. And that's what something that he could not accept. How the tongue that was used for Divrei Torah should now be used in such a terrible fashion. Another pshat that I saw, Tosfos quotes, is that when Acher, by his bris, there were many people that attended his bris mila suda, and they were tanoim sitting there and talking in Divrei Torah. And as they were speaking about Divrei Torah, fire descended from Shemayim and it circled them. And when Acher's father, Avuya, saw what happened, he says, did you come here to cause my house to be burnt down? So they told him that this is a fire that came down from Shemayim because we're learning Torah. So he said, if that's the case, then I want my son also to be a Talmud Chacham and learn Torah. And because that was not the proper, he only did that without the proper intention, that's why Acher, as we're going to learn, went off the Darach. But says the Gemara, because this happened because of Metatron, Afkul and Metatron, they removed Metatron from his position, Umechiu Shitin Pulsa Denara, and they gave him 60 Malkus. My Tama, why did he deserve these Malkus? What did he do wrong? Says the Gemara, Ki Chazita Lamekamta Mekamai. When you saw Acher, did you not stand up? And they gave Rishus to Acher because Acher caused him to get these makis to say Zchus on Acher. Yotz Baska Acher, Vamer Shuva Banim Shovim, everybody could do Tshuva, Chutz Mi Acher. In other words, Metatroim, because Acher caused him to get Malkus, that's why he was able to say bad things about Acher. So the Mefarshim explained, we know that when somebody gets Malkus, he gets 39 Malkus. Why did he get 60 Malkus? So how do we understand this entire subject? So the Sefer Chassidim says that even though Malachim cannot do Averis B'mezid, they can't do Averis intentionally, they're able, as we just learned, to do the wrong thing. And because they're able to do the wrong thing, that's why they get Malkus. And the reason he got Malkus at this number is because where does the number 39 come from? That people get Malkus, that when somebody does an Avera under certain circumstances, he gets Malkus. It comes because 39 is 3 times 13. In Olam HaEmes, in Shamayim, they judge people at the age of 20. So 20 times 3, 20 times 3 is 60. Another, and that's why he got 60 Malkus. Of course, many Mefarshim try to understand the statement that the Gemara says, Shuva Banim, we know, of course, all the Rishonim and Achronim discuss at great length that Ein Lecha Dovah Shomim Bifnei Tshuva, Ein Apagin Nelos Bifnei Baal Tshuva. Everybody has the opportunity to do Tshuva. So why did Acher not have that opportunity? So the Iyun Yaakov explains that he's different. That, of course, Acher had the opportunity to do Tshuva. But what makes Acher different is that we know that normally Habol Atayr, if somebody wants to come to do the right thing, Messiah Soi, he gets a Siyata D'Shemaya. But if somebody who does something deliberately wrong, as Acher did, then he doesn't get that Siyata D'Shemaya. So in other words, that if he would have wanted to do Tshuva, his Tshuva would have been accepted. He just didn't get the Siyata D'Shemaya, why to do Tshuva. Another pshat, they say, the Chofetz Chaim says, that even though he lost the opportunity to do Tshuva, he did not lose his Bechira. And a person always has the right to choose what is the right thing to do. And therefore, Acher would have chosen to do the right thing. He would have his tshuva would have been accepted. And many mefarshim apply over here the Maimer Chazal. Komash oimul chabas ba'is asay. Everything that the Baal Ba'is tells you to do, do. Chut mitzay, except leave. What does it mean, except leave? Acher was told that you can't do tshuva, but he should have not accepted it. Others explain that we know in Shemayim there's a Sitra Kedusha and a Sitra Achra. And this statement that came to Acher was not from the Sitra Kedusha. That the Sitra Kedusha always, Sitra Kedusha always encourages somebody to do tshuva. But Acher, this came from the Sitra Achra. And why did it come to Sitra Achra? Because Acher connected himself to the Sitra Achra. And that's why he heard the statement, even though it wasn't acceptable. So the reason, explains Rav Nissen Goyin, he was called Acher, is because as we're learning in our Gemara, he went off the right path. Another explanation, as we're going to learn soon, is because Acher was Mechal Shabbos. And since he was Mechal Shabbos, that's why he is ignored. Another pshat is that somebody who HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like is called Acher. He's somebody that is not accepted to accept to me. And Ben Yoyada explains that two explanations. Because he connected himself to a different religion, an El Acher, as the Pasuk says. So somebody who connects himself to an El Acher is called Acher. Another pshat is that Elisha ben Avuya, as we learn and will learn, was originally a great Talmud Chacham. But after he did this Aveira, he became like a different individual. And that's why he's called Acher. He's an individual who's not the same person that everybody hears. Another pshat that I saw that the Kedushas Levi says. The Kedushas Levi explains that every day we recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Says the Kedushas Levi, Shema Yisrael, everybody, even if they don't necessarily hear it, Shema Yisrael, in the neshama, they're able to hear Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling out to them Hashem Echad. And that has a tremendous influence on a person. But Acher didn't hear that, lost that ability, that baskol that we hear every day doesn't affect him. The Kedushas Levi gives another pshat that and similar to the pshat that we said earlier. Sometimes we'll see that there's a child who's sleeping in the morning and it's time for him to go to Davin, it's time for him to go to sleep, the time to go to yeshiva. And his father wakes him up, even though he's sleeping and enjoying his sleep. When the father wakes him up for that purpose, the father is not really doing something bad to that child. The father is actually doing the right thing, making sure his son is going to daven, making sure his son is going to learn Torah. And all of us need that wake-up call. Acher lost that wake-up call. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away from him the wake-up call that he gives us often. Another pshat that the Satmar Rebbe I saw says, there are two types of people who do Averis. There are people who do Averis because they get the desire to do the wrong thing. And then there are people who do Averis because they have the wrong hashkafa, they have the wrong philosophy. Explains the Satmar Rebbe, if somebody does an Aveira because he desires to do something wrong, of course it's the wrong thing, but that is a person HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps and encourages to do tshuva. But somebody who does Averis because he decided that there's something on a hashkafic level that go against what we know from the Torah, that is somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't. That is the person that Hashem says, I'm not interested in his tshuva. Another pshat that the Satmar Rebbe suggests is that Acher, all of his Averis, emanated from Gaiva. It emanated from thinking that he was greater than anyone else. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu pronounces that I cannot coexist together with somebody who's a Baal Gaiva. And because Acher had this Gaiva in him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu distanced himself from him. And that's Pshat. I saw that the Michal Salazar explains that we say Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'Loi Acher. Ani Hashem, I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Ani V'Loi Acher, and I cannot coexist with Acher. Another pshat that I saw that the B'nai Yisachar explains, that Acher was given the opportunity to do tshuva, and he was given the opportunity to do tshuva, and even though he was giving tshuva that opportunity, he refused to do tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you refuse to do tshuva, then I don't want you, then don't do tshuva. Amar, says the Gemara, so Acher said about himself, Hoil the itrit ha'hu gavrim hu alma, since I've lost any opportunity to be in Olam Haba, leifik l'sani b'hai alma. So he says, if that's the case, then I'm going to immerse myself in Olam Haza. Nofak Acher l'tar b'sra, and Acher went off the right path. Nofak, Ashkech Zoyna, and he found a harlot, Tava, and he asked her to do an Aveira with him. Amalei V'lav Elisha ben Avuyat, aren't you Elisha ben Avuya, the great Talmud Chacham? Oka Puglim and Mishra, Mishabbos. So he picked out a radish from the field on Shabbos, V'yavla. He was publicly Michal Shabbos. Amra, so she said, Achahu, you're obviously not the same individual. A Talmud Chacham, Elisha ben Avuya, would have never been Michal Shabbos in that way. And what did she mean when she said Acherhu? Obviously, you're not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. So the Mefarshim explained, what is the message of the Oker Puglim and Mishra B'Shabbos? So Sefer Yalkut Eliezer says that he disconnected himself. Oka Pugla means he disconnected himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because he disconnected himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what she meant when she said he's Acher, and all everything we learn happens. Another pshat is that we know that if somebody's Mechal Shabbos Beferesia, then the person is not considered, Shem Shabbos is not considered part of the religious people in our world. By doing this, she said, you are now in a different halachic status. However, there are those, from here we see, say the Poskim, that even if somebody's Mechal Shabbos with a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa, because when we think about it, Acher did not need that radish. He only did it to make a point that he's now a Mechal Shabbos. And because he did it that way, it's considered, as we discussed earlier, a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa. And a Melach Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is only Osir Midrabanan. But we're learning from this Gemara that if somebody intentionally is Mechal Shabbos, even by Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, he's still halachically considered a Mechal Shabbos. This is the same pshat that the Gemara says by Tzolofchad, that they say, that not by the Mekoshish Eitzim and Shabbos, that also the Medrash says was only Mechal Shabbos to teach Klal Yisrael the seriousness of the Aveira of being Mechal Shabbos. So if that's the case, it was a Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. If it's a Melach Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa, he should not be considered a Mechal Shabbos. But we see from here that if somebody does this, somebody acts this way, deliberately, he's still considered Mechal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Shal Acher Esra Meil Acher Sheyotzo Tabas Ra. After Acher went off the right path, he asked Ramey, Amalei Maidik Siv, what does Pshat in the Pasuk in Koheles? Gam Mezeh Lemuzeh Oso Lakim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made things corresponding. What does that mean? Amalei, Kol Ma Shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bara Kenegdoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always made things corresponding one to the other. Bara Harim, he created mountains, Bara Gevoyus, and he has valleys. Bara Yamim, and Bara Nahorus. So the Pasuk Pshat is that water is something where the water is pooled, it's stationary. Naharis is something where the water is flowing. Amar Meir, Amaloi, so achaset Rameir, Rabbi Kiva Rabchaloi Amakach. This is your explanation, but that's not the explanation of Rabbi Kiva. Ela bar tzadikim bar rishoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tzadikim, created rishoyim. Baro Gan Eden and bar Gehenim. He created Gan Eden, he created Gehenim. V'kolecha v'echad yesh l'shnei chalokim. Everybody gets two portions. Echad v'Gan Eden v'echad v'Gehenim. Everybody gets a portion of Gan Eden and a portion of Gehenim. Zoka tzaddik, the tzaddik is zoicha, not al chalkei v'chelik chaveir b'Gan Eden. He gets his own share and the share of his colleagues in Gan Eden. The schayiv rasha, not al chalkei v'chelik chaveiroi b'Gan Gehenim. And Din Yaakov explains the pshat as follows. In this world, the reason there's good things happening in this world is because of the tzaddikim. But the fact that there's good things happening in this world because of the tzaddikim, the rishoyim also benefit. And on the other hand, bad things that happen in this world happen because of the rishoyim. And the tzaddikim also suffer when bad things happen in this world. And therefore, it makes all the sense in the world that the tzaddikim that brought good to everybody in this world should get reward in the Olam Haba. Because of the tzaddikim, that the tzaddikim should get reward for everybody's benefit in Olam Haba, and the other way for the Rishoyim. The Beis Halevi has a different approach to this Gemara. The Beis Halevi says when somebody does something good in this world, he brings down to the world a positive force that everybody is benefiting from. And when Rishoyim do their Averis in this world, they bring down to this world a very negative force. And that's what he says is pshat, that we find that by the Mabul, even the animals were punished. If we think about it, animals don't have a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara. And since they don't have a Yetzer Tov and a Yetzer Hara, it's difficult to understand why did they deserve punishment. The answer is because there was in the world a Ruach Ra. And once there's a Ruach Ra in the world, everybody suffers. Rabbi Aaron, the Kotler Zatzal, takes this approach a step further. He says that the tzaddikim get reward because one of the things that they did is they brought this Ruach Toiv. They brought this positive force down to the world. And people who bring this positive force down to the world, explains Rabbi Aaron Zatzal, are deserving of reward. And on the other hand, people who bring down this negativity to this world are deserving of punishment, and that's pshat in this Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Vashi, Mikra, where do we see this concept from a pasuk? Because the pasuk says, regarding tzaddikim, gabit tzaddikim ksiv, l'chein ba'artza mishne yirashu. In the Olam Haba, they'll get a double full a portion. Ooh. By the Rishoyim it says, they're going to get a double portion of trouble. I saw a beautiful story with Ramey Shapiro. Ramey Shapiro, we'll speak about the story in a moment. It says the Gemara, Shal Achas Ramey. So Acher asked Ramey, Lachas Yotzo Tar Bisro. After Acher went off derech, my diksiv, what's pshat in the pasuk, lo yirichen azov zechuchas tumrasu klepas? Why is the Torah compared to gold and to glass? Amar lo, so may respond, ele devir Torah, the devir Torah are compared to kashim l'knoisham, they're difficult to acquire, kikli chzov, klepas, expensive vessels, it's difficult to get, v'noyach l'abdom, but with their easy to get them, kikli zechuchas. They're easy to get lost. They're difficult to acquire as expensive gold, and they're easy to lose like glass. Amaloi, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chloe Amakach. So Achaset Rameya, Rabbi Kiva, your Rebbe did not say this. Elma klizov, klizov, api shenishbar yeshlam takonam. Even though they're broken, they can be fixed. Af tamat chacham, api shesorach. Even though he's done the wrong thing, yeshlo takana, he could do tshuva. Amaloi, so Rameya said to Acher, if that's the case, that a person could always do tshuva, af atacha zarbach. So if that's the case, you do tshuva. Amaloi, to which Acher said, Kvashmati Mechari Apagid, as we learned earlier, the Baskel came out and said, Shuvibanim Shavivim Chutz Me'achar, I have no hope anymore. And therefore, I can't do tshuva. So Prashas Drochem explains this Gemara that the halacha is that if a metal keli becomes tamei and it's broken and then it's fixed, then it reverts to its original tuma. A glass keli, if it's broken and it's fixed, does not revert to its original tuma. So that's why what they were saying was that that we could be compared to a kli zechuchis. And even though an kli zechuchis, even though it's broken, it can be repaired, and when it's repaired, it goes back to its original tahara. And you could do that too. And that's what he was trying to encourage him, that he should do the right thing. I also saw that we mentioned earlier the episode of Acher's Bris, where his father said, if that's the power of Torah, then why are you, then I want my son to be Talmid Chacham. And if we look at that Gemara at first glance, it's a very difficult Gemara to understand, because the Gemara is suggesting that Acher's father, the Medrash, Tosfos quotes, is a different Medrash, difficult Medrash to understand. He wanted his son to be a Talmud Chacham, so why is he being punished? So he explained, so I saw that the Sefer Malos Hamidos explains that it turns out that the father only decided that he wants his son to be a Talmud Chacham by the Bris Milah. And that was incorrect. You're supposed to decide that your son is supposed to be a Talmud Chacham from the moment your wife gets pregnant. If that is the moment we're supposed to start being mechanech our child, and that's the moment we're supposed to start davening that our children should be Talmid Chachamim. Acher's father, who only waited that Acher should be to decide that I want my son to be a Talmud Chacham, he only made that decision by the Bris. It was already too late. And in fact, I saw the Divrei Yecheskel says, from here we see how important it is to daven for a child and what to serve at a bris. The Mefarshim go on to explain this comparison to gold and glass, that glass is so easy to break, and how important it is for a person to do whatever he can to retain his learning, constantly learn Torah. I saw a beautiful mashal. The Gemara says, again, as we mentioned earlier in the shiur, that the Baskel said, Shuvah Barim Shavivim Chutz Me'acher. What is pshat in this Gemara? So the Altafim Kelum said a mashal. He says, there was once somebody traveling in a desert, and he didn't have any food, he didn't have any water, and he was losing all of his energy. And suddenly he saw a house, and he found that the house was completely closed, even though by peeking into the window, he saw that the table was set, and he started screaming and begging that they should open up the door and let him come in and eat something and rest. And from inside the house, a voice comes out and says, in this house, we don't open the door. What would be if at that moment he saw near the house a pail of dirty water? If he drink that water, he will indeed be, he won't be thirsty, but he's going to die because that water is so dirty. On one hand, he could go inside the house. On the other hand, he could take that water, which will give him a very temporary saving. The answer, he says, is that at that point, he has to drink. He has no choice. The same thing over here. Acher looked at the moment, and he shouldn't have looked at the moment. He should have tried to get into the house. And if you try to get into the house, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open the door. So sometimes it's harder, and sometimes it's easier. So as I said earlier, Ramey Shapiro, the Lublin Rav, was also a member of the Polish Sejm, of the Polish of the Polish parliament. And many irreligious people, he represented the Jewish people in a fantastic way. And many of the irreligious people said that why does a prominent Rav like Acher, like Rav Meir Shapiro belong in the Polish sign? And they said to him, said Rav Meir Shapiro, Omer Achel Rav Meir. Acher said to Rav Meir, Chazarbach, you don't belong here. You don't go back to the yeshiva. Go back to your rabbonis. And Rav Meir said, Af Ata Chazarbach. You people who don't have the proper hashkafa in Torah, you are the people that are not qualified to represent the Jewish people. And I, who represent the right hashkafa, should be the person to represent the Jewish people. Ach was once riding on a horse on Shabbos. Rav Meir was walking behind him. To learn Torah from Acher. Amalai Meir, Chazal Acherecha. So as we just learned, Acher told Rav Meir, go back. Shekvah she'arti b'ikvei asus, I measured through the steps of the horse at kan tchon Shabbos. And therefore, you may not walk past this tchum. Amalai, so Rav Meir said to Acher, af atach hazabach. Amalai, so Acher said to Rav Meir, v'lo kvar matilo, kvar shemati b'chari apagid, that I already heard Shuvah Barim Shuvah Chutz Me'acher, and there's no hope for me to do Shuvah. Of course, the Mefarshim asked, why did Rav Meir need Acher to remind him that this was past the Tchum? So the many Mefarshim give Pshatim. One Pshat is that Rav Meir was involved in his learning, and because he was so involved in his learning, that's why he didn't recognize that he was walking past the Tchum Shabbos. Another pshat that needs to be discussed is that here, Rav Meir thought that he's going to be able to get Acher to do tshuva. And even though, of course, we're not allowed to be Michal Shabbos, this was only a Drabbanon, and therefore, since there was only Drabbanon, and Rav Meir had other considerations why maybe you could walk past this Tchum, and if the price to walk here would be that he could get Acher to do tshuva, that might have been worthwhile. Says the Gemara, Takfei Eilil Bei Medrasha. So Rav Meir grabbed Acher and took him into the Beis HaMedrash. Amalei Liyanuka, and Acher asked the young child, as we often see in Shas, that, of course, there was already no Nevuah in that time, but one of the ways they relied on a message from Shemayim was by asking a child, what did you learn in yeshiva today? And when they asked the child what they learned in yeshiva today, that was a message. So he asked him, Psaikli Psukecha, tell me what pasuk you learned today. Amar Loi, so this young child said, Ain't Shalom Amar Hashem Rishoyim. There is no peace for Rishoyim. Ayla Bei Knesht Achrina. In other words, it was a message to Acher, you're hopeless. Ayla Bei Knesht Achrita. So he took him into another yeshiva. And Amalei, the Yanuk, and he asked the child, Psukli Psukach, Amalei came to Chapsi Benesser, if you'll wash with detergent, with Tarbali Boiris, you'll use all type of soap, Nechtem Avaynech Lefonai, your sin remains permanent. Ailel Beik Nishtachrita, so they went into a different shul. Amalei, and there they said, Amalei Yanuk, Psukli Psukach, Amalei, V'at Shodit Matasi, Kesubashi Shani, if you put on beautiful garment, kisade adizov, and you put on gold jewelry, kisikri bepuch enayich, and you'll put on cosmetic lasov tisyapi, it'll all be worthless. There's no hope for you. Ayla bei knishta chrita, they took him to another shul. Ad ayla bei tleis knishta. He went to a total of 13 shuls. The kula paskalei, and all the shuls gave him this kind of message that there's no hope for you. And the Ein Yaakov explains that the reason it was 13 shuls was because 13 is the gematria of Echad. We believe, as we said earlier, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that there is one Hashem. Acher, who did not believe in the Echad of Hashem, that's why he ended up the way he ended up. L'psoif, when he came to the last shul, Amalei psikli psukecha. Again, he asked the child, tell me your pasuk. Amalei l'rasha amalekim, malacha l'sapik chukai. Your speaking Torah is meaningless to me. Ha'ahu yinuka, but says the Gemara, this child that quoted this pasuk to him, have megamgim b'lishnei, did not speak clearly. Ishtamakamada amalei, it sounded as if he said, Elisha Amalekim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly sent a message to Elisha ben Avuya that you are hopeless. Ikadamri, so there's two versions of what happened here. Some say Sakina Hava Biyadei, that he actually had a knife in his hand, and Karei, he took that child and he murdered him, and Vishadri Letelesebe Knishtei, and he took the 13 parts of his body and sent them to 13 shuls to make a statement to show that nobody, that they're not interested in his tshuva. Vikadamri Amra, what he made a statement was, I havoi biyodiskina, if I had a knife, carry, had the karele, I would have killed him. So some explain that Acher did not kill the child. What he did was, the Ben Yoyad explains, what Acher did was that he ripped the sefer from which he was learning, and he ripped the sefer and sent that sefer that taught that message to the 13 shuls. Kinach nafshid Acher, when Acher passed away, Amr Lai Maiden Ladainai, in Shemayim they said, we can't judge him to send him to Gehenim, nor can we give him Olam Haba. We can't give him Gehenim, Mishum Dasuk Baraisa, as we learned earlier, that he learned much Torah, he was a great Talmud Chacham. On the other hand, we can't give him Gan Eden, Mishum Dachata, because we did terrible Averis. Amra Meya, Mutav Ladaini, so Rameya commented, it's better they should go to Gehenim, V'leisi la'almad osi, and I'll have Olam Haba. And he said, and Rameya said, Mosei Omus, and when will I die? V'ela eshe mekivroi, and smoke will come out of his grave as a sign that he is being punished in Gehenim. And indeed, says the Gemara, kinach nafshid Rameya, when Rameya was nifter, sol kutri mekivroi the acher. Ash, smoke started coming out from the grave of Acher. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan, when he saw this, said, Gevurta l'mikle Rabbi, is this something great that he could cause his Rabbi to get burnt? Chad hava b'nano, there was a Talmud Chacham, v'lemetzina l'tzlui, and we weren't able to save him by bringing him to do tshuva. Inakta b'yad, so Rabbi Yochanan said that when I'm going to come to the Olam Emes, if I'll grab onto his hand, man marmalei, who will be able, man, who will be able to grab him away from me? Amar Masay Amos, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, when I die, ach be osher mekavrei, the smoke that comes out of his grave, indicating that he's in Gehenim, will stop. And says indeed the Gemara, kinach nafshid Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan was nifna, pasuk kutra mekivrei, the smoke stopped coming out of his grave of Acher. Pasuk lecha subdanam, and the person who said a hesped on Rabbi Yochanan said, afilu shema pesach, the one that guards Gehenim, le'omel lefanach Rabbeinu, could not stop you from being able to take Acher out of Gehenim. From here we see, discussed in the Chassam Sofer, how to treat a Rosha after he leaves this world. And the Chassam Sofer says that even though, of course, when somebody leaves the world, we say Kaddish, but a Kaddish, he says, should maybe not be recited by somebody who committed suicide. Because a Kaddish takes the person out of Gehenim into the Gan Eden. And says the Chassam Sofer, we see from Rameyer, the Rameyer wanted that Acher should go to Gehenim. And therefore, maybe when saying Kaddish, the person won't get his full kapara. Let him get his kapara, and then be able to go to Gan Eden, as we learn now was the story with Acher. Says the Gemara, Bita Shel Acher, the daughter of Acher, also came to the Rebbe, appeared in front of Rebbe. Amilei, Rebbe Panaseini, please, I need stokka, I need tzedakah to be able to survive. Amala, so he asked her, Basmiat, whose daughter are you? Amalai bita shlachani. So he said, I'm the daughter of Acher. Amalai dan yesh mezara ba'olam. There's still descendants of Acher. V'ksiv, regarding, the pasuk says in Eiv, when it speaks about the punishment of Rishoyim, lo nin v'loi neched ba'amai v'ein tsar b'magurav, he won't have any great-grandchildren, no grandchildren, there won't be anything remaining from him. Amala, so he was saying, maybe I shouldn't do anything on your behalf, and you, like all the other descendants of Acher, should not be worthy to survive. Amala, so his daughter, Acher's daughter, said to him, Zechal Tarasai, remember the Torah he learned, V'al Tizka Masav, but don't remember his terrible deeds. Miyad Yar Eish, a fire came down, V'sicha B'saf Slash Rebbe, and it singed the seat of Rebbe, Bachvam Rebbe. And Rebbe, when he saw what happened, he said, "Omalim is ganimba. If people who act in the wrong way, kach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about the covered, they're covered. L'mishtachimba, certainly people who do the right thing, alachs kam v'kama, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect and their honor, protect their glory, and protect their descendants." But ask the Gemara, how did Rameya teach Acher Torah? V'amar Rabbah b'b'chanu am Rav Yochanan ma'ed k'siv, the pasuk says in Malachi, ki siv say koyin yishmur das, v'tayri v'akshu m'piyu, ki malach Hashem tzavokas hu. And we learn from here, m'doy ma'arav l'malach Hashem tzavokas, if your Rebbe is like a malach, y'vakshu Torah m'piyu, then you shall learn Torah from him. V'im lav, but if the Torah, if your Rebbe is not a malach, al y'vakshu Torah m'piyu, don't learn Torah from him. So how was he able to learn Torah from Acher? And of course, the Mefarshim ask, you're supposed to learn Torah from a Rebbe who's like a Malach, but how are you to know who is a Malach? So one pshat that I saw is that the difference between a person and a Malach is that a person is a Hoylach, and a Malach is an Oymed. What's the difference between an Hoylach and an Oymed? A Hoylach is able to constantly go from one Madrega to another Madrega. An Oymed stays at one Madrega. A Rebbe is a person who's prepared to be an Oymed, who's prepared to give up from his madrega in order that his Talmidim should be able to learn. Another pshat that I saw is that we remember the Gemara discusses that Yeshua met the Malach, and who had a claim to him that they didn't bring a Karban Tamid and they weren't learning Torah. And he asked the Malach, what is your main issue? He says, Atabasi, my main concern is that you didn't learn Torah. A person who's concerned about Talmud Torah, a person who's concerned to see that people are constantly learning Torah, that is the Rebbe from who you're supposed to learn. Amar Reish Lakish, so the question is, how did Rameya learn Torah from Acher? Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Rameya Kra Ashkach V'darish. He based his behavior on the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Hat Oznecha Ushma Divri Kechamim V'Lipcha Toshis Ladati, Ladatam Loy Nemer, don't listen to what they say, Ladati. That the pasuk says that don't listen and don't follow their ways, but if they have Torah to teach, learn Torah from them. Rav Chanina Amar Mahacha, Shmi Basri, Vahatech Aznech, Vishich Amich Beis Avich. That you're supposed to listen to the Torah even from people who are Shichichi, who forget the Kodesh Baruch Hu's way. But ask the Gemara, Kashkra Adadi, we have here a contradiction. One hand that says we're supposed to learn Torah only from a great individual. On the other hand, we're supposed to learn Torah from anybody. Answers the Gemara Lakasha, Habagod Labakotan. An adult who will know not to follow his path, you may learn Torah from him. A cotton, where we need to be concerned, is going to follow his path, we shouldn't learn Torah from him. Kiyasa Ravdimi Omar, Amri Mameir Rava, Rameya Omar Ochel Techla. He ate the outside part of the date, which is delicious, and he didn't eat the pit. It means he was able to discern what to learn from Acher and what not to learn. Darsh Rava, Maidik Siv, the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, El Ginois Egois Yerati, Lirois Be'ibe Anochel, Lamanisha Talmidicham La Egois, why Talmidicham compared to a walnut? Laimalach, to teach us, Ma Egezeh, when we speak about a walnut, it could fall into dirt. What's inside the nut doesn't get ruined. When we speak about Tamad Chacham, even though he's did the wrong thing, ain't teras on the masses. The tire that's within him is still there. Says the Gemara, Ashkei Rabbi Bashila Eliyo. Rabbi Bashila met Eliyo. Amalei, my ka'avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing now? Amalei, so Eliyo said to Rabbi Bashila, Kam Shmatzim Epum De Kulu Rabbanon. He's saying over Divrei Torah in the name of all the Tamid HaKachamim, Um Epum De Ramei Eloi Kamar. He's refusing to say the retire for a mayor. Amalei Amai. So he asked why. So he said, Mishum the Gomer Shmatzim Epum De Acher. Because Ramei is a Talmud of Acher. Amalei Amai. So indeed, why did Ramei act this way, that he learned Torah from Acher? Says the Gemara, Ramei Rima Matzah Teichel Ochel, he found the pomegranate, he ate the inside, the fruit, and Kliposoi, the shell, which is not edible, Zorak. Amalei Hashta, so Eliyo said, now that we understand Eliyo, Ramei's behavior, Hashta, Kama Ramei B'ni Omer. Now he says, Torah over in the name of Rameyer. B'zman, and he says, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the pasuk says, "Lesolim navlos al eitz ki sagvik the gverenu b'yamahu ki kilas alakim tali." Rameyus said, "Bezmanch adam etzdar." When a person is in pain because of the averus that he did, and he's being hung by the bezdin, shchina ma'amaris. What does the shchina say? "Kilani miroishi, kilani mizroyai." My head and my hands are hurting. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu etzdar al damish rishoyim, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is so upset when Rishoyim do something wrong, Rishoyim are punished, Kavachaymer, how much more does a Kadosh Baruch Hu feel bad for Tzadikim? So I saw the Mepharshim explain, what is Kalani Meroshay, Kalani Mizroyay, that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin on his head and his hands. And the tefillin of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the tefillin of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it speaks about the praise of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of Klal Yisrael. And when he sees that Klal Rishoyim, Klal Yisrael are doing Averis, it causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to feel bad that the Klal Yisrael who I praise are doing so bad. So in our Gemara, points out the Ben Yoyada, Ramei's behavior was compared once to a fruit that Ramei ate the fruit and not the pit. And the other way, it's compared to a pomegranate that he ate the inside and not the outside. So what are these two different comparisons? So he quotes the Alshech, that when somebody learns from a Rosha, there are two issues that we need to be concerned about. One is that we have to be concerned about his behavior, his outward behavior that is inappropriate. And we have to be concerned about what's inside, that his hashkafers, as we've been learning in our shir, are incorrect, and that the Talmud should not learn those inappropriate hashkafers. Teaches us our Gemara that Rameyer, explains the Ben Yoyada, was able to discern both the outside. He only ate the outside and not the inside. He knew to be careful about his wrong hashkafers, which we don't see, but are inside the person. And on the other hand, he was also able to only eat the inside, his Torah, but not follow his inappropriate behavior. Ask Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda, the Talib Iver the Dasha. Shmuel found Rabbi Yehuda that was standing by the doorway, the Kabachi, and he was crying. Amalei Shinana, my Kabachis, why are you crying? Amalei Mizutrit by the Ksiv Barabonan. Is it inconsequential to you what the Pasuk says about the Rabbanan? Aya Saifa, Aya Shaikul, Aya Saifa as Magdalim. Aya, Cypher, where are the Talmid Chachamim? Shay Cypher, Kalash Shabbatira. They knew every letter in the Torah. They knew how every word in the Torah is spelled. And that's how they're able to count how many letters there are in the Torah. Aya, Shaykel, Shay Shaykel, Kav Chamurim Shabbatira. They were able to learn properly every Kav Chamur in the Torah. Aya, Cypher, Smigdalim. Shay Shaynim, Shloish Meis, Halachs, Migdal, Parech, Ba'aver. There's a halacha that speaks in Masechta Olos about a type of a building and that Hilchas Tuma Tahara. And they were able to be Mechadish 300 halachas just in that subject. Vamar Rami Tlasmei, Abayi Bo. Doig v'achatayfel b'migdal perech ba'aver. Doig and achatayfel just asked 300 questions just about that subject. V'tanan. Yet we learned from Sechtan Sanhedrin, Shloshim Alochim, three kings v'abba adjoitis, ein lam chelk la'am haba. and included in that group are Doigen HaChatoifel. So we see, even though they were such great Talmid Chamim, they're not going to have Olam Haba. Anan, who we certainly are not on that Madrega, Mata Havelan. Amalei Shinana. He responded, you can't, don't use them as your example. Tina Haisabalabam. They were Rishoim. Achamai, says the Gemara, where did Acha come to act the way he ended up? Says the Gemara, Zvemer Yevani Loyasugapehi. He never stopped singing Greek songs. And instead of feeling for the Churban Habayis, he was singing. Amrelov Acha, B'shosha Oimbin Beis HaMedrash, as Acha was leaving the Beis HaMedrash, Harba Sifri Minim Noishim Mechekoi. Many Sfarim of Apikorsus fell out. He was an Apikorus from the beginning. Shalom Nimus Agardis Rameya. Call Amr the Nachs L'Yayra. When you put wool into the pot to dye, Solik says it gets dyed. So his question was, why, if somebody's learning Torah, does the Torah not protect them? Amalei, call Man Davinoki Agav Imei. Wool that was clean when it was shorn from its mother, Solik. When you try to dye it, when you try to color it, it will get dyed properly. However, call me the light avinoke agav ime loy solik. If it's not clean, it's not going to be catch the color. What did he mean to say? The Mishnah says, call me shiras chachmasoi, shirasa kedems la chachmasoi. If somebody is willing, that is yira, his yirashmayim is precedes his chachma, that is the person chachmasoi miskayemis. He will succeed in being a tamad chacham. But if a person doesn't have that quality, and he doesn't have the Yerushalayim, he can learn Torah all day long, he will not be successful in his learning. And that's what the Gemara is saying is about Acher. Acher, Sifrei Minas. Acher was connected to Apikorsus. He was lacking in the Yerushalayim, and because he was lacking in Yerushalayim, that's why his Torah wasn't accepted in Shemayim.